This is CliffCentral.com.
Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
Hello, Yella. See, no, this is my oomblik. This is my date. Ek praat Afrikaans vanaand. No, that's this evening. Alright, all right. It's 2 seconds into the Casper Radio Show and I've already screwed it up. So, of course, you've been able to put one and one together and you've got the fact that I'm not Casper De Vries. Hi, I'm Seya Sangweni and I have a special task this afternoon because Casper isn't here, so I've taken over his place and really in my esteemed professional self, even though it's big shoes to fill, I'm just going to stay firm here and hold the reins of the show. And it's really going to be 2 hours of Casper's very best as we look over some of his favorite highlights, some of the best moments of the show. We'll be looking back at certain things, replaying some of the various guests that have stopped by. So it's almost the best of and a highlights package of the Casper Radio Show right here on CliffCentral.com. You guys are awesome for listening. And I hope you'll stay with me for the next couple of hours, 2 hours, you and I together. But,
no.
Sorry?
No.
Wait, what's going on? Hi. Hi.
Hello. My name is Mealy.
Spongile, what's going on? Because Casper just told me. So Casper isn't here. Sorry, the show
is
carrying on.
Ja, nee, ek het 'n boodskap gekry van Kaster af soos 3 dae terug van hom Cassia wat sê ek moet hier wees vir sy show.
Can we get the producers in here? I have no idea what is
like,
going on.
Like, I don't mean to be rude, Seya Sangoma, but you don't look like Casper. And
okay, we have a lot to evidently discuss. Fact that there's someone in here, and I don't know who it is, because can I get someone from the producers and the production team, please? Because I was told I'm taking Casper's place.
Nee. Hierdie is oom Casper's show, and hy het my gevra vir 'n interview.
Okay, this is going to get
awkward.
Hy wil
my vra.
Okay. You said your name was?
Mealy Senekal.
Mealy, okay, fantastic. So I'm Sia, and I don't think you understand, but I'm the one who's hosting the show today.
What is the show's name?
The Casper Radio Show.
Yeah, so it's confusing for the people who's listening, ne?
Oh, okay. Mealy, I
did. Because you don't look like Casper. You're not cute and pudgy.
Mealy, who are you? Because I don't understand why you're here in the first place. I'm here because
I'm busy being
and I'm
famous.
I'm hosting a show and now I don't understand what's going on. And this girl is here who says she's busy being famous.
No. My sister. Kyk. Weet jy enige iets van soos keeping up with Marinda?
Keeping up with Marinda?
Keeping up with Marinda, ja. So ek is beste vriende met Carleen van Jaarsveld en ook met Karen Zoid.
Shut up.
Yes.
You know.
Now I'm not going to shut up, but I'm going to tell you.
You know. Carleen van Jaarsveld.
Like, I've touched her hair.
You are lying.
I'm serious. I've, like, smelled her at least 2 times.
Does it smell like honey?
I don't know. She only knew that I was smelling her, like, 1 time. But okay. It was... So, it smelled nogal lekker.
And you know Karen?
Yes, of course I know Karen. I'm part of the show that's tonight.
But why didn't you tell me this in the beginning? Then
she
could
didn't
have, like,
ask me,
out.
Sia.
Oh, okay. Hi, Mealy.
Being super English and, like... I just, yeah, whatever, it's fine.
Okay. You know what, Mealy, this is fine, this is a show, we will move on with the show.
Wanneer kom oom Casper?
I'm going to piece together my grade 10 Afrikaans, which rarig ek onthou nie.
I'm sorry.
Casper.
Oh my God, see, I'm so
Casper.
Sorry.
Casper.
Well, I'm so sorry, Millie. I'll talk to you now, Millie, eh?
Okay.
No, sit there.
Sorry.
What happened? Did you start the show without me?
Well, you told me was that I should start the show, and then I was...
It's the highlight show, but yes. I forgot about Millie.
I say hi, do ni yella show.
I woke up just now.
Oh, no.
And look at what I look like. I'm still in my pajamas. And I said... to the guy, just drive. It was like a Hollywood movie.
Oh, goodness.
Okay, well, can I go sit there?
Yes, you sit down.
Let me just explain to you.
See, now
what's
it makes sense.
Yeah,
okay. See, now it makes sense.
Millie, you know Carlene, so now you and I should be besties. You should hate me.
What's the Afrikaans music? How are you fine?
On the Karen Zoid show, Sia.
I now know Karen Zoid because she's also my bestie in my head.
Ek het ook al
a lot of people don't understand this. And she knows Carlene van Jaarsveld, so that also works out.
Really?
Dankie.
Ja, maar Millie, dis hi. Jammer oom Cassie is laat, hoor.
Dis okay, oom is net tyd my rarig verwar.
Ja, nee, ek is hier, alles is reg. Ons is baie professioneel. Het jy vir oom Sia vertel van Patricia Loos?
Hy het my nie gevra nie.
Excuse.
Vertel haar. You know, this guy loves Patricia Loos, Millie.
Ja, man.
En jy weet, né?
Ek sal huil.
Moenie huil nie.
Jy sê jy weet Carlene van Jaarsveld. Jy sê jy weet Karen.
Ken, nie weet nie. Ken.
Ken. Karen Zoid. En jy
like Bobby and Ken.
Ook Ken. Patricia Loos.
But if I'm correct, Patricia.
Sorry, how do you pronounce Patricia?
Dis Patricia.
Because you just said Patricia.
Listen, don't mess with my
it's
vision.
Like
I'm
P,
already
it's like B, Petri. The same E that's in P, it's Patricia.
Millie.
I don't like so, her.
Vraag
vir oom
Sia om Patricia sinnetjies te sê.
Kan oom asseblief, oom Sia, kan jy asseblief Patricia sinne sê?
Can you just be a little nicer?
Sia, do Patricia sentences. Like you always do when you run around here in the office.
Okay. Welkom almal, dis supersterre op SABC 2.
Dis is 'n cappuccino, Patricia. Ek hou daarvan. I like it.
En jou sterretjie.
Ek sing ook, so sê reg.
Ja.
Ready. If you believe that you're a superstar, hold on tight, it's up for dark.
Yeah, yeah.
Vandaag is net de kans. Gooi jy. If you see no.
Ken jy al Afrikaanse liedjies?
Wat is daai ene van?
Ek weet,
nies.
Dis wat ek van sê.
Kom ons sing al, Millie.
Okay.
Hoe gaan hy nou weer?
Ek gaan die koor gedeelte.
Ek kan onthou nie die koor.
Ek sal ook opwarm.
Lower it. Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Jy baie styl, baie geld en jy dink jy is 'n held. Ek het nuus vir jou.
Woo!
Ja, ek het nuus.
Millie, you do know that you were saying Patricia Loos and not Cher? That sounded a bit too Cher or Shakira-ish. I was just being honest.
Sia, have you got anything there that you can play?
Well,
because I think I should take over now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I
because,
was just
Sia,
nice,
but Sia, thank you for doing this for
thank
me.
Thank you, Sia.
Even though it was a bit awkward in the beginning.
It was.
We were not really understanding what was going
but,
on.
Yeah, but let
was
me,
very rude.
Well,
me,
let's continue in chat. We've sure. made friends. So, Millie.
It is fun.
Nee, kom ons,
ek sal nou vir jou soek vir ons iets lekkers daar op Sia, miskien van Patricia Loos. Maar you think Club Central Athletics van Patricia Loos. Millie, so vanaand is julle by die arena in Times Square,
ja.
Maar nie Amerika nie, maar Pretoria.
Ja, die Pretoria Times Square.
Okay, so laat begin die show?
Begin 8:00. Maar ek is pretty much al hier van Dinsdag af.
Ag Here my kind.
Ja, ek het vroeër deurgekom met die met die Cape wat Intercape bus.
Ooh.
Ja, hulle bid elke oggend op die bus.
Het hulle gecrash? Ag gebreek bedoel ek, nee.
Nee, hulle was hier, hulle was op tyd, maar toe het ek net ek
dis kom hulle gebid het want dis waarom hulle gewerk
het. Ek dink ook.
Maar Millie, wie is almal vanaand in die show?
Joe Black is daar.
My wie?
Joe Black.
Moenie so van Sia praat nie.
Joe Black.
Hy's Okay. Joe Black. Hy's nie sommer net Joe Black nie, hy is Sia.
Ja.
En die ou is Joe Black, 'n sanger. Sorry, ek probeer grappies maak. Oom Cassie is famous vir grappies.
Sorry, oom.
Is Joe Black 'n sanger?
Ja, ja, ja. Hy sing skepe en bring die hoop weer terug. Ja.
Ek weet daai liedjie.
Ken, we just spoke about this.
Ek ken daai liedjie.
van dis, bring die hoop weer terug op die skepe.
Ja, bring hoop.
Now you're thinking about like a kerk song. It's not like that.
Oh, yeah.
But Joe Black apparently is a very, very big Afrikaans.
He's so
song.
Nice.
Is it?
Hy, but
yeah, but is it true that he is actually Lurie Karach, and that it's like the Cavalier?
It's yeah.
Onthou die Cavalier? Yeah, then he made as if he was someone else.
Oh yes.
And the rumor is that it's Lurie Karach.
Ek sal dit glo.
Kyk 'n bietjie vanaand vir my, hoor.
Kan die dressing room skout vir.
Okay, en wie is nog daar?
Okay, so hy is daar en dan is Olani daar van Freshly Grill.
Oh,
ooh, do you like her, Sia?
We love
her. Sy is so
fun. Yes.
Sy het gister toe sê sy vir my missie is baie nice. Ek moes vir almal gaan spur kry het.
Wow.
Ja.
Jou missie.
Ja, ek het 'n missie aangehaal.
Okay.
Ja, die tannie wat langs ons bly het vir my gee. Ek het hom actually hier nou maar.
Nee, jy hoef nie nou vir ons te wys nie, hoor.
So kyk jy hoef nie nou.
En wie's nog in?
En Woosie Madensela. En
nie Tulini. Woosie.
Oh, maybe it's Tsifani Madensela nie. Is dit Tuli Madonsela?
Well, I think Tuli Madonsela wouldn't be singing. She was the public protector.
Maar sy sing nie.
Nee.
Nee, hierdie se ou.
Unless we had a moment like with Bruce Jenner with the public protector, maybe there was a snip and a snap.
Mm.
We never know. Okay, and more.
Okay, so hulle is daar, dan's Kaan daar.
Kan jy vir my meer vertel? Is hy op sy eie daar?
Ja, alles vertel. Ja, hy kan nou nie die band gebring het nie. So Kaan is daar.
Do you know where he's from, eh?
Where?
The Parlatones.
Oh, Khan Morby.
The guy with the...
Yeah.
He's got a problem with his eyelashes. It sort of bleeds.
They're always running.
Yeah, it's running.
Yeah, he needs to watch a YouTube makeup tutorial.
Yeah, I think he should go in and just laser it all the fuck out. And who else?
So, he's there, and then is Ross there from Prime Circle. He's from Witbank off.
Oh my goodness. So, it shows you that anyone can achieve anything.
Ja, my het hard gewerk.
Ja, I like the Parlatones. Yeah.
Prime Circle.
Prime Circle's hulle sing colorful. Colorful.
No, that's Parlatones.
No.
That's Parlatones. Prime Circle sings, I'm gonna fuck you up at 6 o'clock in the morning if you don't bring me my coffee now. They're very
but in
aggressive.
A very low voice, yeah. Obviously. Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna fuck you up at 6 in the morning. Come on, everybody. Oh. Yeah, if you don't bring me my coffee now.
Fuck you,
man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. This is quite a show.
The klink nou lekker show. Is ding is daar.
Wait, in Fransje van Kook is daar.
Ek wil net sê, is Fransje van Kook daar. Yay!
I know his one song.
He's very friendly.
But Jack Barrow. But he did a song.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. I just want to say sorry to interrupt. Yes. Apparently, Francois got a new sponsor. He's now called Francois from Pepsi.
Oh.
So.
Oh, but my so long gevat om te vang. Because his name is Coke.
No, no. Sorry, talk about Pepsi. Yeah, he and Jack Parrow, they big buddies.
Yeah, and they did the song called Dance, Dance, Dance.
Dance.
It will fucking dance.
Have you got that on the Clip Central?
Oh, yeah.
Just we'll have a look. Dance, dance, dance. It will fucking dance.
It's not that one of the two dance, nee.
Yeah.
But they will fucking graag dance.
Hulle will. Millie, jy twee stunning songs uit.
Dankie.
Die een is... wat sy naam nou weer? My voetpakbroek. My veldskoenbroek. My
Nee, dis nie ek nie.
Is dit Karen?
Ja, dis Karen.
Maar jy sing het saam met haar?
Nee, ek gaan saam met haar duet doen.
Ja, maar dis wat ek bedoel.
Maar eers later.
Maar gaan jy die veldskoenbroek doen nie?
Nee, ek doen die dis sweetpakbroek.
O, sweetpakbroek.
Ja, en nee, dis nie ek nie. Ek doen rikki-tikki en dan doen ek rikki-tikki toeka tot nou. En dan doen ek rikki-tikki tikki toe en ja.
Ekskuus, rikki-tikki?
Sy het 'n liedjie rikki-tikki. Maar nou het sy 'n opvolg rikki-tikki toe.
Sia, kan jy sê Millie het 'n liedjie rikki-tikki toe?
Millie het 'n rikki-tikki toe.
Het 'n liedjie.
Oh, fuck.
Okay, here we go again.
Millie het 'n liedjie
Rikki-tikki
toe.
Sia, you are Jala. The absolute best. Fantastic. Thanks, Sia, for helping me.
Baie dankie.
Really, I've got a special guest for you. He's waiting outside.
No.
Just hang on, okay?
Okay.
Al die rook laat my vingers verkeer en ek sit so en ek my hol is vol teer. That's very nice. That is, hallo mense, it's me. Sia, thank you so much for standing in. I really appreciate it, my darling. You are the best. En Millie, baie welkom weer eens by Oom Cassie.
Hallo Oom.
En lekker om jou te sien. As jy net bietjie nader kom aan daai mikrofoon, dis tegniek, maar weet jy wat? Oom gaan nie vir jou leer nie. Hier is iemand anders wat vreeslik graag met jou wil praat en hy's 'n groot fan van jou.
Is dit Bobby van Jaarsveld?
Nee, nee. Ek praat van groot in terme van iets anders. En sy naam is Montel Jansen van Rensburg. En hy's 'n sanger nou ook.
Waar vanaf is hy?
Hy's van die Kasper Rasper show.
Oh.
En hy's nou 'n sanger. Hy was by die SAL en nou is hy 'n sanger en hy kan vir jou tips gee. Ek dink hy het gedink jy ken hom, so maak maar of jy hom ken, hoor.
Sorry, okay.
Okay. Montel, kom maar.
Dankie my skat.
Ah, Millie. Ag, dit is so goed. Om vir jou te sien, wag, dat ek jou 'n kus gee op jou poef lobby. Wag.
Op jou
wangetjie.
Wat is 'n poef?
Jou poef wangetjie. Want jy het so lekker marshmallow kussinkie daar waar 'n wang moet wees. My skat.
Ja.
Baie geluk met al jou sukses.
Dankie. Montel.
Montel. Vriende noem my Montella.
Montella.
Ek het self nou ingegaan in musiek. Ek het 'n spesifieke mark, die gay country noem ek dit. Dis RSG term vir jou meer kunstsinnige country musiek. Gay country.
Soos vrouens met gemaklike skoene gay.
Amper so iets behalwe daar's 'n pilie wat swaai. Luister Miel, so vanaand gaan ek daar kom kyk vir jou, want ek, wanneer tree jy op in die hele setup, want dit klink vir my na 'n spektakuler.
Wel, het my nog nie gesê wanneer ek sing nie, maar hulle het gesê ek gaan sing.
Ek hoop hulle is reg, want jy weet, hierdie mense lieg vreeslik in die bedryf.
Ja, maar mommy sê altyd, mens moet nie enigiets glo tot jy dit op skrif het nie.
Ek stem heeltemal saam. Veral van as jy die oom sue, laat hy dit teken. Anders is daar, anders gaan hy dit ontken laat.
Is die oom se naam sue?
Nee, dit is Johnny Cash. Hy het 'n ding gesing, 'n boy called Sue, en ons almal gis nog in die homoseksuele kringe oor wat hy daarmee bedoel het. Manie, ek bedoel net as iemand jou dalk lelik vat en dan jy wil sue, teken dat hy teken dat hy dit gedoen het. Hoor, anders hashtag me too en dan sit in sy moeder. Millie, jy het 'n liedjie Rikki-tikki toe. Kan jy vir my 'n stukkie daarvan sing asseblief? Ek loved it. Ek ken dit ook. Ek sal saam sing.
Okay. So Rikki-tikki toe is opvolg vir Rikki-tikki. So daar's
Rikki-tikki. Ek weet, ek is 'n groot fan.
O. So Rikki-tikki toe gaan Rikki-tikki-tikki-tikki toe. Rikki-tikki-tikki-tikki toe.
Ja.
Ja.
En dan wat verder?
Nee, dit's net Rikki-tikki.
Nee, maar is daar nie lirieke oor?
Ja.
Maar vertel vir my en vertel vir die luisteraars.
O ja. Hallo luisteraars. So Rikki-tikki se eerste woorde gaan saggies praat, is duiwels raad, moemie is ek, is die goeie paad, pyn, smart, dood, haat. Dis al waaroor ek dink, maar wat uitkom as ek praat is Rikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki-tikki
en nou? Ja. As, hoe gaan het met jou en Moomie?
Party daar, ag, is maar soos enige ma dogter type ding. Ja. Ek het van my WhatsApp gestuur om te sê ek's by die show vanaand.
Ag, by die ja. Chavanaan, sy weet nie eers dit nie.
Nee, sy weet nou,
ja.
Maar sy was nog nie online nie.
Het hulle online in Senekal, ek dink nie so nie.
Ons van is Senekal.
O, ek dog julle bly ook, en ek dog Senekal is vernoem na jou gesin.
Ja, dit beteken actually servant of a nobleman, Senekal.
Ah.
So ek voel so half asof ek ook in daai opsig seker man.
Ja, slaan my oor die kop met iets, dit is interessant. En Marinda?
Ja.
Wat van haar? Kijk, sy het ons nou die rietsuiker.
Ja, sy blaas van fluit.
Ja.
Sy blaas
van. Sy blaas het baie mooi. Hoeveel panfluite het sy?
Sy het 'n baie groot panfluit gehad.
Slaan sy soms die panfluit?
Sy slaan my met die panfluit.
Okay. Maar sy is jaloers op jou sukses, Millie?
Nee, ek dink nie so nie. Sy is anetjie suksesvol een tussen die twee van ons. Sy het, maar sy praat nou pretty much vir die laaste 6 maanden nie met my mee, want hy het al panfluit gebreek.
Oe.
Ja. Sorry.
Ach, nee, dis reg. Dis reg. En jy gryp jou sukses aan. Ek wil vir jou sê, ek is 'n groot fan. Ons kyk vir jou op die Republiek van Zuid. En vanaand is daar...
Wat is ooms album?
My album is nog in produksie. Ons is besig om vinyl, om hom te vinyl, en dan gaan ons hom weer druk. Sy naam is Skattable, en het gaan oor twee a couple, ja. Wat dan besluit, hulle moet vir mekaar die waarheid vertel, oor hulle self.
Wat van 'n duet?
Tussen my en jou.
Ja.
Ja, wil jy nou op ons gaan opneem by die EMI Studios?
Om kan besluit, ek.
Wat is jou gunsteling, Lekkie?
Ooit?
Ja.
Caroline van die Oorsveld.
Ek ken haar ongeluk, maar ek ken Bobby baie goed.
Ja, Bobby, ek hou baie van Bobby.
Ja.
Hy,
Kan ek en jy How Much Is That Doggy in the Window Dog sing?
Okay.
How much?
Okay, ek sal normaal sing en dan kan jy die des kan doen.
Nee, en kan jy ook dan die hondjies doen vir ons?
Ja, natuurlik.
Jy dans prachtig, Millie. Okay. Ek het al gesien jou ritme. Ek weet nie waar kry jy dit vandaan nie, maar dit wys. Nee, dit is in jou oergene. Jy is ergens is jy Zulu of iets.
Ek het altyd met Footloose, daai angry dance wat hy doen.
Ou, is dit die ding oor die Malaatse mense? Footloose. Ek het hom al gesien, dis 'n bitter film daai. Oh, Footloose, sorry.
Ja.
Het jou, Footloose.
Ja, maar nie daai liedjie nie. Ek hou van die ander angry song. Maar anyway.
Maar okay, wat moet ons daai een sing? Wat wil jy sing?
Nee, ons kan die doggy een doen, is fyn. Ek's fyn met die hond.
Okay. Is jy daar?
Ja.
Want het gevoel vol? Want hierdie persoon, kom ek jou, kyk, as jy sing, hier is ons raad van Montel, dink jou in, wat is die agtergrond van die liedjie? Hier staan iemand voor 'n pet shop store, sy venster.
Is dit 'n ryk man? Is dit 'n arm man?
Precies, ek dink hy is arm, want hy wil so graag die hondjie, okay. Maar hy weet nie hoeveel dit kos nie. Want as dit ryk was, het hy dit ingestap.
Hy sal nie gevra het hoeveel dit kos,
ja, precies, hier is 'n bitcoin, geef my ja. Fokken hond. Maar nou is dit, ek wil
how
dan,
much?
Ja, ja.
Wat se tipe hond is dit?
Dit is 'n pragtige klein ou pappietjie met skewe oortjies en 'n reguit gesiggie en kolletjies.
Okay.
Okay, staan. En die musiek begin. Da da di, da 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 di, da da da. How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much? Dit klink so 'n bietjie meer soos 'n saag as 'n hondjie, maar toe, kom ons aan. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that dog is for sale,
'cause I can't buy full price.
Ons sien jou vanaand by die arena. Dit was vir my meer as 'n voorreg. Ek gaan 'n doekie nodig hê om hierdie stoel op te droog. Want dit was vir my 'n groot voorreg, Millie.
En asseblief, bel my oor die duet ding.
Ja, ons gaan opneem by EMI.
Wanneer gaan julle opneem?
Ek en jy gaan dit uitsort.
Maar wanneer?
wanneer ek gepraat het met die geslaap het met die producers.
Oom het nou net gesê goeders moet op skrif wees.
Presies. So ek sal jou kontak, ons sal op skrif. Nou nie kokkie raak met my nie. Ek is dierbaar en ek sal nooit vir jou verneek nie. Jy moet my net R2,500 gee voor die tyd, dan secure ek vir ons die hele ding.
Okay,
het jy al gehoor van Sophie Tucker? Ek ook nie. Maar dit is blykbaar 'n liedjie wat ons nou gaan luister.
Wie sing dit?
Sophie Tucker.
O. Sing sy liedjie oor haarself?
Ek dink so. Toffee Sucker. Fuckie Toffee.
Toffee Sucker?
Ja. Nee, wag, ek dink nie ek wil dit speel nie.
Toffee Sucker.
Hierso is 'n liedjie wat Cassie gekies het. Dis van Kapitein, dis 'n Hollandse liedjie. Kapitein Winocchio.
Gaan het oor 'n Nokia?
Nee, dit, die naam is Poes. So kom ons luister hoe gaan dit. Ah, dankie Millie.
Dis 'n plezier
Lekker klankie op Radio Kansel. Dit is van die Hollandse groep De Radiozangers en Poes, heerlik. Landi is hier. Landi is Millie, maar sy ja. is nou nie meer Millie. Nou sy Landi. Hallo Landi.
Ja, nou is ek het Landi. Hallo.
Hallo.
Hoe gaan het?
Baie, baie goed, dankie. Landi, Millie is verbasend wekkend gewild. Ek was nou die aand by julle show by Monte Cassino. Die mense het mal gegaan.
Because dit freak my nog steeds uit.
I think because she is like a bit of a loser who made it.
Ja, miskien.
Ja.
Ja.
En ek dink die mense, as jy jou dansies begin doen en goed, jy begin die monitors en die mics, ag en die groot speakers hump.
Ja, dit is weer ook
beautiful.
Sien uit.
Die mense benat hulle self. en dit is 'n fenomeen, hè? Wat sê Karen? Is sy trots op jou?
Nee, sy love it. Nee, Karen is nogal diep into it. Sy en die director Karin ook. So hulle al twee love it. Karin kry 'n groot kick uit.
Ja.
Ja, sy like het om soos one-liners vir Millie uit te ding. Sy het een gedink, wat was dit? Dit was my so snaak. Sy sê, sy het gepraat van hoe kom 'n vereniging is. Toe sê sy, wat se naams? En die kinders is besig om mekaar met warm pap te gooi.
Okay.
En ek het vreeslik al vergelag. So ja. Nee, dit is vreeslik. Dis, ek weet nog steeds nie lekker hoekom Millie so
wel,
groot is nie. Maar dis, vir my per die stadium nog, ek geniet het baie.
Sy is lovable, dis waarom
sy. Sy is baie lovable, ek like haar werk, ja,
Dit is waarom sy so gewild is. En ek het nie die DSTV nie, so vir my, nou moet jy weet, ek luister Riki Tiki Tiki een keer op die stadium, en ek sien dit het iets te doen met Karen Zoid, ek verstaan nie wat de hel aangaan.
Ja.
Ek WhatsApp aan sê, wat the fuck is Riki, wat gaan met jou aan? En toe verduidelik sy, want ek het nie geweet nie.
Ja.
Ek dog Karen het even gefok geraak aan haar kop. En toe verduidelik sy die hele gesin en alles, want ek het nie die TV nie, maar nou het ek ingehaal, ek het op Showmax gaan kyk, en ek loved it, en dit is so mooi gedoen, en professioneel, en die fonds, en die, weet die hele manier waarop het geskiet is, 'n stunning.
Ja, ons het gebare van gehou. Dit was eintlik, ek het oorspronklik koffie gemaak, wel, ek doe nog steeds partykeer.
Ja.
Maar, want, ek weet nie of jy Hugo Teard ken nie.
Ja.
Ja, so Hugo is soos my patron kind of, sonder dat hy het weet.
Okay.
So hy kryf my die hele tyd soos odd jobs, want obviously freelance ek. So ja. Dit is eintlik net 'n mooi woord vir fucking arm.
Ja.
So,
ons praat nou van Millie.
Nee, Landi. Landi freelance. Nee, fuck.
Ons praat van Millie.
Nee.
Landi. Jy het koffie gemaak.
Ek het koffie gemaak, ja. En so ek maak koffie en ek maak die stel skoon en skuif lampies en die type van
die goeders. En jy sien hulle hier talent.
Ach, as jy is a fucking lucky, nee.
nee, maar ja, daar is.
Nee, joh, is definitief. Facts. Ja, amazing.
Nee, dit is amazing.
Toe wat soms toe die sissy eindelijk, Anelia, Karinse sissy, het gegaan, ek is baie funny, en toe sou ek eindelijk het een extra gewees het in, wat is het, Keeping Up with Marinda. Sou Millie net in die achtergrond gewees het.
Ja.
En toe sy baie funny, en toe kry sy dialoog, en toe uiteindelijk.
Ja, so groei dit. Ja, dit is maar hoe het werk.
Lovely,
dit,
nee?
Dit is absoluut. Absoluut lovely. En is daar planne? Het Karen planne vir Millie? Hoe gaan ons dit verder vat? Gaan ons vir Millie LP, wat noem mense dit
daar? Ja, gaan sy
gaan sy 'n album drop?
Demo of wat noem mense dit? Ja. Wil is die plan?
Dink jy?
Die plan is om met Millie, want heel toevallig sing ek, so dit help baie. Ja. So die plan is dat Millie dan eventueel, nou iwers die jaar hopelijk, een album record.
Oh my goodness. Maar
hoop jy moerse ding nie, net soos maybe 3 songs of...
Dit sal fantastisch wees. Ja. Maar weet jy, as sê vir Karen, as Dalk, as Millie gaskunstenaar sal hy wat saam wil sing, dan moet ons gesel, enige van my is in. Montel, Hanu, Oom Kalidalk, Blatsie,
Giselle.
Wat van hulle allemaal kom in en dinge doen nie. Dinge doen nie. Okay,
this is a We Are The World ding, maar met al jou karakter.
Ons is die shit. Ons is die shit. Ons is dit alles. Ek hoor het nou al.
Nee, het kan werk, ek like het.
So, en nou doen jy ander werk?
Ja. Nee, ek doen ander werk.
As gevolg van Zoe?
O, nie.
Ek bedoel,
juist,
is daar
gelukkig, kiekops? Wel gelukkig herken mense my nie as Millie nie.
O, want jy daai mooi pruik op.
Beautiful pruik.
Maar dat is een blessing en een curse dat jy jylle nie herken nie, want jy is so it. Gewild,
ja,
maar nou is jy vry.
Ja, ek wil net baie graag geld maak uit gewild wees. Gewild is lekker, maar ek love soos my hier betaal.
In Suid-Afrika is gewild en geld nie eindelijk die selle.
Dis maar die vreemdste ding, maar ek het nie gedink, obviously, dit is die geval nie. So ek bedoel, daai type, dit sal of my nogal nice wees om net soos nie my pa te sms om airtime te transfer nie. Sikke type goed is, ek krij nogal een kiko uit.
Ek doen ook die selle en my pa sal dood, so nou moet jy weet.
Sit vir so lang sonder replies. Maar, ja, so dit is so die gewildheid is, ek like it, dit is vir my baie lekker, maar dit is ook vir my baie freaky, want Millie is net een van die vreemde karakters wat jy sal afgaan, why?
Ja.
Yes, it makes sense, maar is why?
Toe jy ingestap het, jy vir Charmaine Harris gesien, sy is, Charmaine! Sy is eindelijk deel van hierdie show, waar de fuck is sy?
Sy sit daar.
Ek wil eens een week met jou praat. Sy,
ja, met liefde.
Sy was lang glasie, en toe nou ek laat is, nou het alles verkeerd. Weet jy wat, Landie, ek het nie geweet waar my slaapbulle is gestrand nie, en het was laat. Toe vat ek een klomp, een was uit het gedink vir sinus, een is dalk vir hooikoors, en een is dalk om te slaap.
En toe
word ek wakker, amper in die hiernamaals. Maar het was lekker, ek het lekker hard en diep geslaap.
Fantastisch, hoeveel eer het jy ingekry?
Baie.
O, okay,
baie, heel tof, want ek gaan nou nog in my kop, ek is half 8 nou, ja, toe is het al na 10.
O, flip.
Fuck, toe hardloop ek, jy sien net slipperkies.
Wacht, maar iemand het jou nou te bestuur.
Ek moes Uber bel.
O, sê ek nie eers jaag,
maar jy weet nie eers waar ek bly nie, ek nie. Bly in die boendoes, hulle, weet jy,
hallo Charmaine.
Hallo Charmaine, my darling, come sit here, my only angel, ek is jammer, jy moet so wacht, en ek, Charmaine, ek is jammer.
Is jammer.
Dit was so die mekaar vandag.
Dit is so warm hier.
Ja, ek weet, ek stem heeltemal so, maak oop my fucking vensters en alles. Charmaine, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you,
darling.
How you doing?
I'm doing hello, well. Yeah, this Landie. Did you
hear? Ja, ons kor buite so vinnig ontmoet.
Did you hear the conversations now?
No, you know what I listened to some of it.
Yeah, but you watch Landie on Karen Zoid show.
Actually, I don't have a
you also don't have.
Terrence, niemand herken my nie. Jy verstaan.
Nee, maar verstaan jy, fame en geld gaan nie saam nie.
What a pity party. Is okay?
Ek is jammer, Landie.
Ek is steeds nice though, gelukkig.
Oh, okay.
It's very funny.
Is it?
It's very funny.
All right, yeah. So tell me about it. What
dis well, you know, why do you dis 'n gesin. Dis 'n idee. So dit is eintlik 'n wat dit begin as 'n ripple van Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Uh-huh.
En die Kim Kardashian is dan my sussie wat Marinda is en sy is Suid-Afrika se grootste panfluit sensasie.
Dis nou Karen Zoy.
Ja, okay. Sy is dis Karen Zoy. En dan Esther von Waldsleben
speel
Mumi. Ja, okay. So sy is my ma, sy is die wat noem mens, die momager.
Yes,
momager. Yes,
momager. Yeah. Ja, ek draag raai. En dan is ek so of die vertraagde sissie wat die panfly dra. Ja, so dit.
En sing.
Ja, en nou onlangs begin sing het. So okay. Is het altijd die, sy, eerst was sy obsessed om haar pa te kry, toe sy obsessed met Bobby, toe sy obsessed met Carleen, en nou sy, toe was sy South, wel ek was eindelijk South Korea toe, so toe werk ons in die tekst en dat sy South Korea toe was.
En as een hele paar kinder wat South Korea toe gaan. En
vooral acteer. Baie van ons is, gaan net vir jaar of twee om soos moela te maak.
Is dit nie meer Londen nie, is dit nou Suid-Korea?
Nee, my generaal, wel ek was ook Londen toe, ek was half die bridge gap tussen die twee, so ek was Londen toe vir 'n gap jaar na hoërskool, en toe nou Suid-Korea.
Suid-Korea, I didn't know.
Ek het gaan shows doen in Londen om die Suid-Afrikaners so like in Suid-Korea as Seoul is my volgende destinasie.
Is so dis jaarlik daar so.
Kasper live in Seoul.
Dis baie lekker. Dis soos hulle niemand is gay nie, maar almal is 'n bietjie fucking gay.
Alles steek om
bietjie
weg.
Alles is onder. Was my nogal baie interessant. Dis like, everything is underground.
Dis exciting.
Yeah. Dit maak nou so fun.
Praat jy nou van die Koreane?
Ja.
Because hulle like so nie.
Hulle like fucking
androgynous. I mean, those boys are beautiful.
Yes, hulle is mooi.
Heerlijk, jy kyk nou en denk jy soort van, okay, I'm perving. Okay,
that's cute. Ja, ek perv nog steeds. Maar obviously,
ek klink net soos ou perving. O, ja, they are. Maar ek bedoel, hulle is. Hulle is fucking mooi.
Ja, androgyn.
Ja, ek hou nogal bietjie van androgynous en ek obviously gaan ek so.
Maar die Europeërs het ook daai tipe van look. Baie van die Europeërs.
Ons begin nou, maar ek dink Suid-Afrika doen dit verkeerd. Suid-Afrika dink androgynous is soos checkered en crocs. Verstaan jy wat ek bedoel? Dis jy hartseer. As jou mans mooi is in die land, is androgynous ook outomaties mooi, maar ons mans is so fucking lele. Nie almal nie, shamies van is mooi is.
Dis 'n nuwe generasie. Die jonges kom nou op.
Paar, maar soos mans, so, as mense so half gaan, dit raak weird, nogal vinnig. Is girls met leathermans rondloop en hulle kabel, daai sê ek het ook een. Maar die punt is, daar's 'n dodge.
Asseblief moet dit net nie so ver vat soos girls wat met Doc Martens loop, because I mean that has
ek
to stay.
Ek het nou net Doc Martens aan.
Hello.
Ja, so
okay, great stuff. So, but ons kan nie Doc Martens uitsluit. Fokus.
Nee.
Hierna is hier twee mooie mans in die studio. Gepraat van mooie mans.
Androgynous, wat ons vibe? Le rokke aan?
Nee, mooi. Soos in manly.
Aantrekkelijk.
Soos in ek wil jou aantrek. Ja.
Dis 'n mooi woord. Aantrekkelijk.
Verstaan jy, dis waar die woord vandaan kom. Because you want to take the guy and track him towards you.
Hmm. Ek tog hulle is aantreklik soos hulle trek jou nader aan hulle.
Ook. Maar
soos magnetic.
Ja, ja, kom ons analiseer. Shemaine, so wat sal dit wees? Sal dit wees you are trying to track the guy on of is he tracking you on?
I think he's tracking you on.
Is he the magnet? He's the magnet.
Hy trek jou aan because you know he becomes aantreklik because of your
Nou, dan is dit aantreklik. Maar dan is dit aantreklik.
Aantreklik is 'n ding. So is hierdie mans aantreklik of uittreklik?
O, Jesus.
I'm loving that coming from you.
Dis 'n ding. Uittreklik.
Kom ons skryf dit neer. Patent, copyright.
Het die haat nie soos 'n kompetisie vir elke jaar?
Maar die haat moet ons betaal. Fame is money. Uittreklik. Oh, daai man is uittreklik. Lekker geilik woord.
Dit kan tyds geilik
raak. En hier die is on record on this podcast. Don't you try and use that fucking word ever. I'm sorry.
I like it.
So ons moet stadig maar seker oorgaan na die uittreklike mans. Landie, ek is mal oor jou. Lekker om jou te ontmoet. Ek ken jou maar. Ek het jou ontmoet nou die aand by Monte Cassino vir die eerste keer.
Ek was so fucked want ek het baie gestres. Dit was my eerste show.
Jy was baie hoog op drugs en ek wil net sê
moenie die nie. Dit was al meer fucking pille.
Moenie die drugs, is dit dit wat dit is?
Ja, nee, ek het self een kalmeerblikkie gedrink toe gaan ek fokker. Dit gaan nie, ek weet eers wat die goed, wat se goed se naam?
Zoloft.
Ach, nee, Zoloft nie, fok. Dis, maar anyway, was ek al meer pil.
Was jy sien weer agter vir die groot crowd?
Nee, want ek is baie goed met soos acting wise, as ek goed set en ek improv rondom dit. Dis my fantasties. Ja. Maar soos sing stuff, freak my the fuck out.
Jy sing beautiful.
Dan, maar jy sing so met fucking Karen Zoe. Dis jy sing jy gaan so met iemand
voel. I know, but that's why you do it with gusto and that's why it's so fantastic.
Oh,
en onthou mense, dit is vanaand. Dit is,
ja, is vanaand
by die arena. En as jy nou podcast luister, dan moet jy teruggaan in tyd, gaan kry Michael J. Fox se fucking kar en jaag terug
skoene,
na 15 Junie toe. En dit is die groot wat is die actual naam? Republiek van Suid-Afrika.
Ek dink Republiek van Suid-Afrika concert show of iets soos dit of live of whatever, maar daar is net probably as jy 'n kompie ticket ingaan, ja. Ek kan nie fucking dink daar nog 'n Republiek van Suid-Afrika is nie.
Of nog 'n Karen Zoe.
So gaan net soos Republiek van Suid-Afrika. Ja. You'll get it. En ons is Spur, ons is Magic Company, daar's 'n lovely casino waar jy nie dodge voel nie. Wat is al daarin?
Praat jy nou van die stage?
Nie of, dude, van, die plek. In Times Square.
Ek was op die stage ook al. Ek was al op die stage ook al.
Die stage of die casino is die stage?
Die stage, die arena.
Hoekom was jy kaal? Ek was ook al. Vir die show, was jy betaal of was jy net
kaal,
vir fun?
Ek was ook al. Ek was ook al op die stage.
Die enige stage praat jy nou van die arena.
Die Moerse arena was ek al op.
Was jy kaal op die arena se stage?
Nee, ek was nie, want dan was dit 'n farce.
O, ek wil nou net sê, mense het betaal.
Dit is nie
of het jy almal toegesluit in die gebou, jou klere uitgetrek en sê betaal nou om uit te gaan.
Dis nie vomit out comedy, dis stand-up comedy.
O, die show se naam? Okay, toe maar. Never mind, ek's by.
Ja nee nee, ek ken die plek. Ek was al daar en ek hoop om vanaand ook daar te wees.
Ek hoop regtig jy's daar.
Want ek is uitgenooi deur groot groot name.
Groot.
Ja.
Groot name.
Groot name.
So, my goeie vriend, groot ja. naam.
Ja. So mense, ek hoop ek sien julle vanaand. As julle vanaand daar is, waai vir my. Sê vir my hallo.
Ja,
en
vir my, it's a nice fest.
En vir in familie en vir julle gaan nie vir Landie herken nie, maar familie dan.
Ja.
Ek sal 'n groot dingetjie dra bokant aan kop en sê Millie, Millie, Millie. Dat julle weet.
Dankie.
Nou, ons gaan nou oor nou 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 waar Montel Sophie Tucker gespeel het, maar nou gaan sy nie meer nie. Onthou jy? Toe ja. speel sy daai poes liedjie wat verskriklik interessant was maar lelik.
Ek hou daarvan, nee.
Ja, dit was lekker laid back.
Ja, het 'n lekker jazzy vibe hom.
Hier gaan ons met 'n ander lady. Like jy haar?
Wie?
Wie is dit? Herken jy?
Ek moet die stem, sorry, ek pas laag met intros.
Is jy nie Shazams nie?
Ek is glad nie, soos noot, noot. Madonna. Kijk nou net, live shows is amazing.
Oh, altijd, hè? She, do you know what? She was the trendsetter with live shows.
Rarig.
Dit is ook om live shows lijkt, dus het lijkt vandaag. Het lijkt spectacular ja. Cirque du Soleil shows als gevolg van Madonna.
Ik toch eens Pink Floyd met zijn mierenkak gebouwd.
Nee, Madonna het daar hele spectacular ingebouwd. Madonna, amazing! Dankie, Landie!
Dankie, Elle!
Ah, Charmaine, look at those specimens in front of you.
I bloody know. Aren't they just beautiful? Looked. I mean, what? We talked about uitreklik.
Uitreklik, hey? So this is Devin. Hi, Devin.
Hi, how are you?
Ach, I'm lekker. Now, look, he's got rid of his shirt. Look at that nice tattoo.
I know.
Oh my God, what is that?
It's a geometric and realistic wolf combined into one.
Okay,
you please explain.
So I started designing the tattoo when I was in grade 7 because I've always wanted a wolf on my arm because I love the family orientation.
All right.
So I've got the realistic half because that's what I originally liked. And then I started looking at tattoos on Pinterest and fell in love with the...
It's really beautiful.
So it's never finished, eh?
Never.
So and then you've got the pack at the bottom of the tat. You know,
correct. Yeah,
a few howling
to show
wolves.
The family orientation.
It's really beautiful. I've never seen anything like that.
We got one of our co-hosts is Bernard, and he also has tattoos, and he never finishes. It always goes on and on and on. Why? Because you feel. Do you feel you need more and more?
Well, yeah, you're adding your life story onto your skin.
Is it that?
And your life never really ends, does it?
It doesn't.
You keep growing.
When you're young, like you two are, have you still got your Superman?
Oh yes, I do.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. He's got a beautiful. Are you gonna show man your Superman?
Oh shit!
Oh yeah, I mean, people, these guys are undressing.
Oh please! You know? I'm and sorry to do that.
It's
this
a very
is like,
good sight.
This is like take it off, Mike.
It's a pleasant sight. You know, it's one of those sights.
This is magic, Mike himself. Look at that Superman tattoo.
Oh wow! That's hot. Oh my God, that's hot. Okay.
I'm not licking my lip. I'm sucking my hole. So Devin, what's happening? When are you two doing a show?
Well, our final show for the season is going to be tomorrow at Onyx.
Where at?
At Onyx in the Michelangelo Towers.
Oh my God! Okay.
That's amazing. The
what
club's
time?
Beautiful.
The show starting at.
The eight. Doors open at 8.
The
show starts at 9.
Yeah.
And then the after party starts at 10, where Magic Mike's going to get it down.
Right. So what should people expect?
Yeah, please.
What should people expect?
What? Yeah, what?
Well, so because...
other than beautiful bodies.
So because of our current season theme was fantasy, we had one of our beautiful female dancers, Natalie. It's pretty much about her. Like, it's about this woman coming through, like, trying to experience her fantasies. Like, she's walking around like beautiful man. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we're beautiful.
So it's that 100%. Fantasy of a woman basically, who goes, yeah, like, you know what? Right. It doesn't have to be real, but it needs to supply my need.
Right. She's trying to fulfill her fantasy. You know what I'm saying? So that's what people have to expect.
That's very modern.
Basically, yeah, that's what we're trying to do.
Is she like an older woman, or is she a young woman working on these fantasies? Because you know what? I mean, it's like girls are that amazing species that you can never tell whether it's, you know, for old or if it's for young.
Right.
You kind of transcend like that.
So basically, our show, let me put it this way, it's about everybody. You know, if you come and look at our crowd, we have from millennials. Mm-hmm.
That's you guys.
Right. Yeah.
Just before that. Just
millennials. And everybody above that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's cool. We don't really have a crowd that's like age specific. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Predictable. Yeah. Age group. You know. So that's what we're trying to do. Like every season, we try to come to the crowd and, you know, like give them what's there, you know.
But yeah. Shemaine, can I tell you something? It's I've seen their show and I'm going to see it again.
Right.
I love it. But women go crazy. Men, if you're gay like me, you fantasize and you want to put them in syrup and lick them. But the women, they fucking rape them. Hey, am I right?
Yes,
they
go crazy.
We won't really call it rape. Sometimes. We won't really call it rape.
No, but I mean like...
I understand, like, we have rules. Like, for us, the performers, we have rules. Uh-huh. You can't do certain things.
Yeah.
But our crowd, they don't have a rule. Yeah. They are allowed to do whatever.
You wake things up in them.
Can I, just from a woman's perspective.
Right.
We're not allowed, or up until now, we haven't really been allowed to perv overtly. So when you get into a safe space like that, where you go like, okay, we can play and nobody's going to judge you, you kind of make a, you play, you know what I mean?
Exactly. So that's the thing. Like 2 weeks ago, we met the, I don't know if I'm supposed to say the name of the newspaper.
Yes.
But we met Emma. So we met this one journalist from the Times came through and she saw the show and she wrote an article about it.
Yeah.
Sorry. And, basically, her title was like, women are allowed to perv just like men do.
Yeah.
And that's our show.
Yeah, but like, women perv more. I can tell you now.
It's fine. It's fine. It's literally fine. You know what I'm saying? Because as men, we also have to feel like we look good. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
That's the greatest thing about Magic Mike, though, because ladies don't come to the show with an expectation of what's going to happen. Because most of them are like, oh, I don't know, I'm shy, I don't like this, no. And then as they get there, it's like a whole other woman comes out of them. Yeah. As the show starts, as the MC walks out, they're just like sitting there drenching themselves. And it's amazing.
Drenching is the word.
Because you get permission from yourself and
Mike,
those around.
Mike looks like a sexual beast you will never actually encounter in your life. So when you see him, you go crazy. Devin looks like the boy next door, handsome, but more approachable.
Right.
And so therefore, if you get the chance, you will go crazy on him too.
Yeah.
Because you know maybe tomorrow night you can go and watch Netflix at his flat.
And I mean, isn't it like that thing that you're saying, working with the person's fantasies? I mean, men think they're the only ones who fantasize. Women also do, you know what
Absolutely.
I mean? And I mean, it's that thing that you can't get to, you know, like if I go like, oh, my neighbor's son is so hot, but you know, it's never going to happen.
Absolutely.
But in that space, you go like, okay, you know, I can actually, sorry, give attention to, and it doesn't have to be dirty. I mean, I don't, you know, sexuality is not a dirty thing, you know, but we've been boxed into believing that you have to go for a specific thing or this way or that way. And it happens the other way around. I mean, young guys do that thing with older women where you go like, oh my gosh, get away from me.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
But now
the things are just playing both ways. You know?
That's the thing about Magic Mike. Like, if you look at our dancers, we try to accommodate everybody else's fantasy.
Yes.
If you look at our dancers,
yes,
we all look different.
Mm.
You know, we have guys that look boyish. They're not under 18 though, mm-hmm. but they look boyish.
just put it out there.
Like, yeah, I'm just putting it out there, right? Yeah, we have boys that look boyish, and mm-hmm. then you have guys that look like men.
Like you.
Exactly.
Like muscular and slender.
It's very attractive as well. I'm going to put them live on Facebook so you can see. I'm not dissing poor Devin.
Devin's just quiet.
I'm okay with it. I'm okay.
He had a conversation with Jane and myself earlier. Mm. I didn't realize that what you do. But Jane and I were standing at the coffee machine and I needed a coffee. And she says, I want to drink you. And I said, you're going to need some time for that.
Right.
And I think he's just went,
I see you, brother.
I did not hear that. Did you, man, did you hear that? And he's like, no, I'm asleep. So yeah. So what did you think about that comment?
Well, I thought it was well played. You were put on the spot and you handled it really well.
She did. She keeps flirting with me, Janie.
So that's what you're gonna have to do. You have to flirt back.
Do coffee and sort out people's lives here, and then I don't know, but she, when I come here, she touches my buns and it turns me on.
Well, what we're gonna do now is I asked Mike and Devin if they will be able to turn on Shemaine.
Basically, it's only going to be Devin. I'll be watching.
Sorry, Jane.
Devin is one of our newest guys. Oh, so we're just trying to
lose the fucking waistcoat.
It's a strip show. I don't come out naked.
I'm going to. Is it Devin going to? You're not going to do it.
Oh, if you got a second song, yeah.
The girls at the window.
Improvise,
oh my God,
Mike. We want to fucking
the window.
See. Yeah, okay, I'm going to turn this around because the people are seeing my ugly face and I don't even have a hat on.
Seriously.
Let me just see. How the hell do I do this? Oh, fuck.
The girls at the window are ready with even their cameras.
How do I turn it around? There. Oh, there they are. There's little Devin. Aww.
Little Devin.
I mean cute.
Oh, yeah.
I mean cute. Just
little Devs.
And there is.
And we're looking at
Mike.
The definition.
Remember Mike and his tattoo. Okay. So now I have to do a lot of things. Uh-huh. I have to show Shemaine. Just close that light.
And we need the
Otherwise
definition.
Otherwise, we only see profile.
Oh.
And we want to see you,
oh,
Shemaine.
You
and
see
I have to play the song as well.
Well, I told you earlier.
Okay, we've closed. Cool. Please, people, can you just show those girls at the windows?
Okay. I'm going to shut off the sound so that we can hear the sound inside. But we will hear it on Facebook Live. Are you ready? Is al mense wat kyk? Laat ek net gou kyk hierso.
Do you want me to?
Yeah, we got some people coming in. It's on the... you don't want to see that.
Is it on?
It's on the Casper awesome. Radio Show Facebook page. We're gonna link this to our various pages later. Okay, people, hang on.
Woo!
Hang on.
Sweating.
Show them so long, just like that. While I play the music,
okay,
then I'll take it back from you. Okay.
Devin,
so are we ready? Oh, Jesus, I need my glasses. I can't see
Cindy
a thing.
Was
I might play Annelie van Rooyen now if I...
Bit,
okay, here we
tat.
Go, people. Let's see.
That's Superman tat.
Oh my goodness, people, it is hot. It is hot in here. Mike has got Shemaine in a Nelson grip. And you can see much more of this. If you have watched on the live Facebook, you can see much more of this tomorrow night. Well, the last season, look, it sounds like I danced, but I didn't. I was just... watching.
I'm so sorry.
How was that, Shemaine? Shemaine, how was that?
That was amazing.
It was nice, eh?
That was amazing.
You look refreshed, rejuvenated.
I feel refreshed.
Wie se draad het ek
hier? Dis my draad.
Ek het sommer jou draad aan hier so van spanning.
I have not been picked up
like ever. That. Have you never
not
been picked up
like that?
Is our special guest here yet? I wanted to come in. We got a very special guest. Mm-hmm. I wanted to just say what she thought of what she saw. Now, there's a show on at the Monte Cassino called Paralicious, and it is fantastic. And I hope the guest is here.
And
it's Sonia.
Sonia's there. She's busy.
She must come in. She must come in.
I don't think Sonia is even listening.
No. Well, let's hear what she thought.
Call Sonia.
And we'll hear from her what she thought of this. And you two, okay, so that's tomorrow. You do this routine and or some of these routines, and then it's a brand new season from July.
Yeah, the brand new season starting on the 28th of July.
Okay, I'll be there that night.
Please be there.
I will be there. Please I be won't. There. Last time I was embarrassed, they called me on stage, and I'll never ever do that again. I felt like such a doers. Yeah. But.
Ooh, here she is.
What did you think of this? What did you think of this?
Sonia is going off. I've got a little wet spot. Yes.
Well done, dude.
I'm telling you.
What do you think I'm figuring out here?
Yes, they've been like raping her here on the couch. It was beautiful.
Can Sonia get a show?
Huh?
Can Sonia get a
no,
show?
No, no, please, God, I can't handle it. It's been a
well,
long
she
time.
Can.
Maybe she can. I can. No, hang on, maybe. Let's just get warmed up.
Right.
I'll be there that night when you restart the new season.
Right.
Yeah. But tomorrow night is the last of this current season. And how many guys are there?
There's about 6 guys tomorrow night.
Can you remember the names?
We got Brown Sugar.
Oh.
Should I say that real name?
I know him. I know him. It's Caesar.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's yeah.
I know Brown
Caesar,
Sugar.
Right. Brown Sugar.
We've got Papi Chulo.
Superman, or yeah, whatever people call me, Mike.
Yeah. A Superman.
Dirty D.
Dirty D. That's
something. Oh,
it's
Dirty D. Dirty D.
I told ya. This guy. Yeah.
Then
we've
got
Papuccino.
Papuccino.
We've got Magic Tarzan. We've got what's her name again? What's the girl's name? Nicole.
Nicole.
Nicole. Yeah, we call her Nix.
But she's playing a part there.
Yeah, she's so tomorrow, because our usual girl Natalie is not there tomorrow. She's not available tomorrow.
Okay.
So we got another dancer. Like, she's 3 years old.
If you ever need a girl, yeah, I'm also available. Play the part of the MC.
Just saying that Gareth was just standing at the window and he's shaking his head and he's like, God, I missed out on something.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So he just, you know, you flipped and he just walked around. So maybe he could be another person who could join.
And
you
then count three if you
we
want
do have
to,
two
right?
other guys. We've got our MC Ian.
Yeah,
which is,
Ian,
he's
actually,
amazing.
Yeah. Ian Tiendri, yeah.
Yes. And then our final, he's putting on a special show tomorrow at Onyx.
Ooh.
He's involved in some of the polls at the club, so if you want to see that come through,
Magic
he's Tarzan.
Wow.
Pole.
Yeah.
Yep.
Ooh.
That's a pole, Sonia.
When you see a muscular guy like that doing pole, it even makes me question it sometimes.
You see this lady in front of you, she is one of the most
talented,
spectacular actresses I've seen in my life.
Right.
She is on at the Monty at the moment. Just come closer to the mic and be fucking professional. And she is
and stop
so
chewing.
Good. She's doing.
No, I'm joking.
I've never heard of Poralicious before. I'm sorry, I'm not.
Well, I've heard of you, Casper. Okay.
I know, but I haven't heard of Poralicious. And so they said, "Come see this." I said, "What the fuck is this? A lady with hair on her chest on a poster? See this cuck?" And I went, and it was. You are spectacular. I'm actually going to come and see you again.
Thank you.
It
no,
was
I am amazing.
It's a master class in acting. You play 550 different characters in an instant. It is so funny.
Thanks,
and
man.
I'm not Portuguese, and I totally identify. I was even emotional at
Good.
Some stage. Hey?
It's my best. That brand is something I've built for like 10 years, and it's just, I
well,
have so much fun doing it.
Now that you say 10 years, it's actually visible because it's so set and so strong.
Thanks.
And I'm glad that I saw it when I saw it now, because you can do it forever. It is real. You can go to Broadway now.
I want to.
You can.
I want someone from Broadway, please, to pick my show.
If someone is listening, Hal Prince, my darling, if you're listening to us after the Tonys and calming down, please get her. Poralicious, it's called. You could make it another name. In the name of Portugal or whatever you fucking Americans do, change the names all the time. you must go to the West End. I just see future for you. I'm going to become your agent.
Thank you. Great.
And so do you like humor?
I love humor.
Yeah, we do. We love that.
She's so funny. She plays... let's just go through. You play the Luigi...
Louisa, I play three generations of Poras, basically.
Yes.
So it's the parents who grew up in Portugal,
yes,
and then immigrated here, and then I've got the son who's just like a, you know, he's very slow and yeah, very dwarf.
Very well done.
Roy, and the daughter who's just a sex bomb.
Yeah.
And she would love you.
Oh, she would.
She is me.
I think I saw her outside. She's a girl that fell over.
Is one allowed to say Pora still?
Yeah.
Well, no.
If you're a Pora, you can.
If
it's like Morphe. Yeah, I'm a Morphe. I can say Morphe.
If
a straight guy says Morphe, I'm going to blixen him. But okay. I, as a Morphe, can say Morphe. I think same as with Paul. Am I right?
The same, yeah. The show was actually the Portuguese newspapers banned that. Like they didn't want to write about the show.
Fuck them.
People didn't want to come.
Punta unta. How do you say fuck them in Portuguese? How do you say fuck them in Portuguese?
Vai foder.
You like foder.
So the show's controversial.
I want you to teach me that later.
The title was very controversial, but then you know, the endearing and stuff. But people have come. And I've realized why I called it. It was about reclaiming and turning it into something fun and positive and stuff, you know.
So I'm interrupting all the time. I'm just showing how you not to do a radio show. It's endearing. She is beautiful. I love Poras after the fucking show. But that character, now, can she talk to them?
Which character?
The sex bomb. Paula.
The sex bomb. Yeah.
Oh my God, Jesus. I'm a guan, baby. I just want to put a pole up in my bedroom and I want you to be a resident there like all the time.
I
got a bit of a pole in my pants right now.
Okay, now I'm not turned on by that.
What do you think of gay attention?
Giving gays attention or getting attention from gays?
That's what I mean. Does it bother you?
Not at all.
I mean, he dances at
Babylon.
Babylon.
I'm a bus dancer at Babylon.
Babylon. Yeah. So it's
Imagine going to McDonald's and now the guy in front of you gets a Big Mac.
Right.
And as soon as you get there, you're like, okay, I want what he had. They sell you no. Of course not. That's not fair.
Yeah.
So if the gays want some attention, I'm going to dance for the gays.
Exactly right.
That's a good one, eh?
Yeah.
Because in the olden days, it was a bit controversial. If you know, gay people went. I remember I was very young, and I went to the Chippendales.
Mm-hmm.
Remember? Yeah. And we couldn't see it in South Africa. We had to go to fucking Botswana or somewhere. Yeah. And so there was just females, and they all looked at us like, "What the meh?" But today, and the men would not acknowledge that there's men. But today, it's a bit different, and I like that.
You know, because people fought for that right, you know?
Yeah. We did.
Like, listen, come on now.
Stone walls can't keep me out.
And fortunately, the millennials are like that. They don't care as long as they vibe with you. You guys are like that.
Yeah. If you are my friend, you're my friend, you know what I'm saying? So I don't care what
that is cool.
Yeah.
But also, like, gay bars and stuff are like... like busloads of women go there all the time. You know what I mean? It's like a stop through at Las Vegas, and they love it. And they go there and they have their hen parties there, and it's like, you know, it's cool.
A safe zone for them to go.
It really is a safe zone because you can have the male attention, but you know, you can walk out of there and it's fantastic.
I'm the biggest fucking fag.
It's one of the only places you can actually go to a bar as a woman and get complimented on your hair and nails by men.
Yes.
and get tips.
Tips, actually, the tips. The tips are very great. I'm telling you, I worked in a gay bar for like 2.5 years and I loved it. Like, I made good money there. So,
Okay, I was talking about the other tips, but that works.
I was talking about the money.
She's about some advice. You can
focus like a true waiter.
I see you.
I've been a waiter before, so I know that.
Yeah.
Well, at least gay people have got style as well. Some are not, but most. Type style, so that's nice, and you can put your tip right here.
Just the tip.
Just the
tip. That sounded a little different.
Woo-hoo. Thank you so much for being here, Devin.
Thank you so much for being here,
Super Duper Man. Nice to see you again. I will see you people.
Right.
And tomorrow night is the show. People, they can. Well, how do they book? Do they phone, internet? What the?
Well, we've got a Facebook page, a Magic Mike SA on Facebook. They can check that
Magic
out.
Magic Mike SA.
Right.
And then on that, they can find the manager's email address, Kim. It's Kim at
Kim. I know Kim.
Kim. Or you can just go straight up into our website, magicmike.co.za. Mm-hmm. And you can also find us on Instagram as well, Magic Mike SA.
Yeah. No space. And then the email is just Kim, capital K-I-M, at magicmike.co.za.
People, right. You must rush. This is like...
We're actually having a special on this show, seeing as it's our last show.
Yeah, yeah.
We're selling two tickets for the price of one. So for two entries, it will cost $160 for the ladies.
Wow. Yeah. And that's tomorrow's the last show.
Tomorrow's the
last
show.
And gays. Ladies and gays, let's you listen.
That's
two,
cute.
Two for the price of one, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go for it.
Bring your best friend.
Bring your best friend.
And their moms.
And their mummies.
And their mothers.
Everybody's
and their
mummies. Welcome. Straight.
Oh, my God.
Women.
It's going to be.
Not the grannies. They'll dive on.
It's going to be a flood.
So actually, my granny came to a show.
Her granny came to the show. And I gave
Superman
her a show.
Superman here picked him up.
Shut
picked
the
her
fuck up.
I'm his new granddaddy.
Granddaddy Mike.
That's hot.
So what is that? Like a sugar grand... grandson. What is that? Like, what is that version?
Well, I'm just his new grand...
Like, I think you could classify my gran as, like, a cradle snatcher, and Mikey here,
wait,
like...
How old is your grandma?
Well, she looks like she's in mid-30s, but she's probably 60-something.
Probably good call.
Your
probably
is like I'm not
gonna. Jermaine, where did you find out?
Mike over here is a grave digger.
Are you a grave digger?
Oh, you like some old ladies?
Expose me like that, though. Why you gotta expose
Make
me like
them
that?
Make bones rattle.
I thought we were friends, bro.
I thought you were my granddad.
A skeleton shaker.
So I want to know. I have not heard from somebody who's, you know, who was just now. I don't know whether it's true, but so are you like into older women?
How old?
Well,
and what's the thought process though with guys who go like, yeah, I don't care that she's older.
Because she pays for everything. That's the thought process. Is she dumping into a pension yet? Is what I want to know.
It's not about that. Like, so basically. I look older than I am, right?
Nah.
Oh. How old do I look like?
You look 27.
You said 27. I'm 24. So I'm 24, right? I've always been kind of like mature, like with my family and all that. So I find people my age or younger than that like a little bit immature.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So I've never dated anybody who's
younger
or
okay
same age as me, right?
Okay.
So
okay.
I was 13. I lost my virginity to an 18 year old girl. So
oh my,
so it's always been kind of like a thing. Okay. So we wouldn't put it like your granny.
Hey, I don't judge. Like I said, if you're my friend, I won't judge what you do.
Devin, have
well, you know, I'm older, baby.
How old were you when you stumped?
Oh, I was also 13.
Oh my gosh.
Young,
oh, it was also with your teacher, I suppose.
Unfortunately, I wasn't as attractive when I was 13.
Oh,
none of us are.
Puberty did we well.
Oh, sure. I was attractive.
Were you?
And
I was very
attractive.
He has to say so while touching his leg.
Yeah, man.
Just feeling yourself there in the corner.
It's a French thing.
Jermaine, I just want to explain to you that, like, Superman, he's got like a doom. Can of doom at the back of his jeans. So if it's an older woman, he just fucking kills the spiders and he goes in.
Yeah, I don't know. The older ladies of today are like, they're not gathering dust.
No, they're not. And they look like they're in their 30s, 40s.
They're
not
gathering that. I mean, I think I'm fine for an older woman.
Yeah, I like to think of you guys as my target markets.
Oh my god. But you know the shock. Hey?
The next
shock.
Level fuckboy, babe. Target market.
Your bull's eye is right here. What?
No, I was just going to say that, you know, the shock that you guys create within us. I don't know about you, Sonia, but when younger guys go like, hello, you go like, oh my god.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm like.
You noticed me?
Yeah, huh? No, it's just like. Kind of.
But younger guys do like older women. I found that since I turned 40, it's like I got like a million fuckboys after me, and they're all in their 20s, and they just want to like bend you over and
That's what happens when you have an attractive face.
That, yes.
Like, look at you
it's
guys.
It's fucking great.
When last did you guys look at yourself in the mirror?
Like, you guys are stunning.
Come on.
But this morning, no, but it's also amazing because older guys don't do that. You know, older guys are like so.
They want the younger woman.
I know. and I mean, I'm 54 now, so I go like,
whoa, guys, darling.
The guys that you would normally go for at this age, they want to settle down. Mm. And women nowadays, they go like, I'm busy.
You're right. Yeah.
So it's like women are just totally different. So.
Wow. Well, listen, we got to go on with Sonia. We are encroaching into her time. So I want to thank you too, and but Sonia, I'm going to see you again in future. You know why? Because we're going to tell them why. But so I don't feel that guilty about wasting your time.
Okay.
But I think you enjoyed it.
Yeah. They can stay. I don't mind. But
generous.
They have to massage my back.
Shotgun. I'll do it.
Yeah. The thing is that then we got to go Facebook Live. Do you want to go Facebook Live? Do you want them to do you?
Yes.
To do
yes,
you or like
yes,
massage you?
You can do me, baby. Yes.
Okay, wait.
Right. Let yes, me just. Okay,
to
let me. Okay, wait. Okay,
what is
wait.
Going on?
Okay, wait. Let me play
what
this.
What am I agreeing to?
I'm going yes for your part.
Let me play this and you tell me what this is. Wait. What is this? Okay, I'll tell you. Okay, this is the Soccer World Cup. This is the official tune of the Soccer World Cup.
Oh, wow.
And I think we're going to bend her over on the Soccer World Cup. Okay, so I'm going to switch off the sound. Wait, I must go on Facebook Live.
Do you want me to
what did
do
I
that?
Do? What did I do?
You're going to enjoy this. What the fuck is happening here?
Am I
going
to start this up?
I can do that for you now, Cassie. Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah, I'll go.
I'm getting nervous here.
I'm sweating, bro.
Just bring okay, let's just listen a bit to this. One life, live it up, cause you don't get it twice. That's freedom when you reach that goal. That's freedom when you reach that goal. Okay, continue. We're going to do it now on a very strange song. This is a song requested by Sonia. So we're going to go on with this. Here we go. Are you ready? Oh, wait. We got the wrong channel here. Sorry. Sorry. Hang on. Stay in the feeling. Here we go. It's Heidi and Fucker on Heidi. This is a song especially asked for, requested by Sonia. That's a stuff poopy. Heidi, your world is in the bargain. Heidi, it is your thirsty in your geluk. Donker, boma, groene veld in die zonneskijn. Heidi, laat jou glimlach nooit verdwijn. It's actually Sonia yodeling. You got a minute. That's it, eh? Jesus Christ, it was fantastic. Oh, thank you so much, guys.
Is it too soon, sir? I love you.
Oh, your glasses are steamed up,
how
eh?
How can I get making breakfast?
Thanks, Devin. Thanks you, guys. You went beyond your call of duty. Thank you so, so much. It was fun. I loved it. Okay, Karika, vat ons stout. In die berge van Switserland. Heidi, jy bly ons lievelingskind. Heidi, kom toch hou, bring geluk, ons verhaal. Oh, Heidi, daar gaat sy. Sy is sommer, jy kan sommer sien daar's 'n huppel in daai fucking kind se stap nou, hoor. This was fun, wasn't it?
The best. I loved it.
Did you know you're going to get this today on the show?
No, I didn't. I feel like I need to pay you or something.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, Jesus.
I've never heard of Oh My God until your show, and I love it. Yes, I was Oh My Godding all the time. Oh. While they are leaving.
Yeah, sure, I'll take a photo.
What?
I also want a photo with
you. Yeah, but we're live on air now. You know that. You know, you can't just fucking walk around here. I know it feels natural. But, okay, but wait. You can have a picture with him now.
Okay, cool.
Let me just ask you. I want to ask you one or two questions. Go okay, to cool. music and then you. Why Heidi? Why, you said that is the first song you ever remember that tingled something in you.
You know what? I don't remember that one. But my mom said, my family brings it up all the time. They said that I would climb out of my cot, literally. And it's go ballistic. I start dancing in the lounge and then I just walk myself back to my cot and go back to sleep.
On the Afrikaans, Heidi?
Yeah, Afrikaans. Yeah.
Tani Karika.
I was absolutely obsessed with that song.
Ah.
Yeah.
And then after, what's the first song you remember that you liked very much? as a human being said, this is music.
It was a Karma Chameleon song.
Yeah. By
by Culture Club, Boy George, yeah.
Oh, come.
Bye, thanks.
Bye, bye, Mike. Yes, Boy George, and he's like making a comeback again, eh?
I think so. But I know that there. Bye, guys. Thanks, hey. It was so much fun. I remember that there was a guy who was impersonating him in Cape Town when I lived there some years ago. But he wasn't paying royalties for it. So he was just going around and doing Boy George tracks. And then somebody saw him in Cape Town. It was his manager or something. They sued the shit out of him.
Good.
Yeah.
Because Boy is still going.
Yeah, he is still going.
I think he's a judge somewhere on either The X Factor or Britain's Got Talent or somewhere.
Yeah.
He's making a comeback.
Yeah.
I'm a man.
I love the song. So I remember
you came and went just now.
Come and chameleon, red, white, and blue. I can't sing. This is why my show is not a sad musical.
You like that song, Shemaine?
This one, Come and Chameleon. Yeah. Love it. Every time I see Boy George, I think of him saying to Brenda Fassie that he liked her nose.
Oh. Mm. Oh, I didn't know that. Did she do cocaine or something?
No, no, no. He just liked her nose.
I love old music.
The older you get, the more you like.
You're right. The older you get. I'm getting nostalgic. You must see my Facebook page. I'm just writing down lyrics now these days. Nostalgic lyrics.
The 80s music is just, that's the best.
It was the best.
The 80s was original. It was dancey. It was great, man.
We were forever young in the 80s. Yeah. And I still feel young.
I literally was young. I was like, wow. Boy, could I talk to Heidi. That's the sweet. So Heidi's not going to be the same for you ever again. No, my family brings it up every time I go home. It's weird.
Nice. Oh, Shemaine, this show... The good news is it's coming back. It's so popular. The show Paralicious is coming back. What is the name? Paralicious or Paralicious 4?
This one is Paralicious 4. So it started as Pora and then it went to Pora 2 and then Paralicious and then now this is Paralicious 4.
Okay.
Just so people know where they're standing in terms of it. So it's a new story, but it's got some best of moments in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
As a person who was a novice.
I thought you were going to say, as a person of color.
I'm coy. As a person of color. No, as a novice, I didn't feel like I was missing out or anything.
Yeah.
I felt that I was thrown into a swimming pool and I started to swim immediately and got to know the people and the culture that I'm not familiar with. And I just at the end had tears in my eyes and aww. I loved it and I loved them. And the universal theme of that we all very much the same kind of thing with parents, and the same kind of thing with love, and the same kind of reactions with belonging and longing for something that you come from, like your like my mother's from Holland, and I could identify with that when your grandparents in the show went to Portugal again, and all that. Yeah. So congratulations.
Thanks, man. It's so great to hear, because those are the messages I'm trying to put through across, you know. So to have it like relayed back to me means that it was successful, and that's everything I want.
That people have more in common than not.
Yeah, and you know what's, when I did Poralicious, the third part of the trilogy, it became a trilogy just of its own accord. My audiences were so mixed, you know. It was immigrant groups across the board. There was like every kind of color and every kind of language that was coming. And it was just such a universal story. And it was amazing.
That is why I like it so much. And that is why it's going to, when are you going to return?
Mid-August. It's mid-August. It's quite soonish.
Good. People book.
Yeah.
Mid-August? Do you know the date or not? Shall I just go on CompuTicket or go to Peter Turin?
I think it's been loaded up. Yeah, they can go onto the Monte Cassino website or maybe onto CompuTicket. But I know it's 15 August till something. It's 3 weeks only. And it goes so quickly because the weekends fill up like super fast.
But listen, can you do me a favor? I want to ask you something on air. I've got friends who weren't here. They were overseas and now they're coming back. And I want to bring them to see the show.
Yeah.
So will there be tickets for me? No, of course I want to fucking come, but will there be seats open for me?
A weeknight
or something?
Yeah.
Okay, so people...
Yeah. Anytime, just say.
Thank you. Because I'm coming. Aren't you just dead tired?
I'm fucking tired.
It's a long show.
It's a long show.
You see that on the clock afterwards.
Yeah.
But you go through a saga. It is so fantastic. And I thought, this woman, do you do two shows on a Saturday?
I do two shows on a Saturday.
No.
But before...
My darling.
Before, Poralicious was 2 hours before with an interval. And I did double shows Friday and Saturday.
Jesus.
And I literally was a pin walking around. I was fucking exhausted.
I can imagine.
But how about the way loss?
It's very physical. Yeah, I'm super skinny. And I lose it on my boobs, so it kills me. I tell all the boys, they'll be back. Just give me another 2 weeks.
Do I call you Sonia?
Sonia, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure how to pronounce it. Your surname is a fucking mystery to me.
Ishgeira.
Yes.
It's fucking sexy.
I say that to people.
Even though she
I say so myself.
Ishgeira. What are you? I'm Ishgeira, hey? Are you straighter? I'm Ishgeira. Listen, the characters, you jump from... it is... So funny. And there are, Charmaine, at least what I can remember now, 3 set pieces, comedy set piece routines, where you will wet yourself laughing.
Yeah.
Okay.
She just, there's a waxing, there's a this and that. I don't want to give it away, but it is hilarious.
Yeah, thanks.
Aren't you tired after that?
I'm tired. My voice gets very tired as well. So I need to hum all day to get my vocal cords warm.
Back, yeah.
Yeah, and so otherwise I can't hit those notes. And it's got to be fast paced. You know, and if I'm too slow, it's not funny. The rhythm's got to be there.
Yeah, you've got to keep your rhythm. And that's difficult every night. Yeah. Hey?
And I've got to hit these, you know, like you're saying, like the waxing scene and the wedding scene and stuff. And it's high energy. And if I'm not high energy, it's not funny. Mm-mm. So I've got to like literally rest all night, all day, you know, to be okay for the show. I got to eat very well.
Yes.
I got to drink a ton of coffee and Energade before the shows and stuff, you know. And then of course it takes me hours to fall asleep after because I'm sitting there watching series and eating biltong.
Yeah, but that is the people. Okay, I don't want to. It's cliche. People don't know how much, but it is so. People don't know how much goes into that because otherwise your rhythm is out. It's not going to be funny. You're not going to ride on the energy of the audience, and it's going to fall flat on its face. So you put in basically your whole life for those 2.5 hours, and that's what acting is all about. But that's what we do, and we call it acting because we love it. We're playing. Hey, Shim.
Mm-hmm. But it's weird what we do, you know?
As actors or as humans?
But as actors,
Actors, because you've got to get emotional. You have to become these characters, and you've got to have the emotions, and you've got to see that room, and you've got to see that fucking teacup that you're holding.
Yes.
And you've got to be talking to that character, and then I've got to flip from the father to the son, cucking him out. And it's all very like schizophrenic in your head, you know.
But lovely,
and why
lovely
are we telling it? Why do we do this?
It's because we as actors, we all three are, we like the attention.
I don't know.
I mean, I
do love a standing ovation.
You got that
no,
night.
After the hard work, yes, you know.
But I mean, why wouldn't you do it if you don't like the attention?
I don't know. It's like a compulsion, really. It's you live in a schizo world, you know, where you go like, I love what I'm doing, but the only way I can do this is to show it off. So I'll take that as a trade-off so that I can continue doing what I love. So, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it sits comfortably with you.
But I understand that you're humble as well. But what I mean with attention is also not just like the younger generation today, project, whatever, recognition. Where you just want to be famous. You've got to have the talent and that gut need to show people a good time. And that, I think, is what good natural actors do. They want to give something to people they've never experienced before, or they want to come back for it.
Also, you want to give them a feeling.
Also more than that.
And a cathartic experience.
Yeah, yeah. Also more than that, and that I think you address very well in your work, as you address social issues and stereotypes.
I do.
And you know, you bust those myths. Yes, I know that's the Afrikaans tongue in me. You know, sometimes I have to speak English.
Yeah, but that's typical Casper to always go back to the mistake. I'm so sorry.
So it's cool. And I'm so used to you guys. I mean, if I was fijngevoelig, I wouldn't last with you all. So do you understand what I mean? And I think
I do,
that
yeah.
social commentary that you provide, and that actors mostly, you know, that I think actors thrive on saying something and being relevant. And you're doing it with comedy. You also, Casper, do it with comedy. And that's kind of like, it's an easier way to take it in. It's an easier way to sit with it.
That's
because
true.
By the time that you finish laughing, you go like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Because
there's always a message. Yeah, there's a revelation. It's a cathartic experience of some sort.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's why I love
yes.
to do my yes. own work. Because yes. a lot of times I'm doing sides and I'm like, this doesn't mean anything to me. So she's a pop and she's got to shoot a gun at some guy, and it's just, you know.
Mm. Your own work, isn't that fulfilling? Because you want to tell some people out there a message. You want to give them a message. That's what I also feel. Not that I want to talk about myself, but it's just like also one-man shows. I love that. What you do is a difficult medium. You do one-woman theater, but with comedy. Oh, my God. That is amazing what you do. I really admire. I'm such a big fan now. Listen.
I'm glad because I've been a fan of yours for years.
No, don't die now.
I fucking promise you.
That night,
I was having a bite at the Wimpy at Mont Casino, and I saw you arrive with your friends. You guys were sitting a couple of tables away from me.
Yes.
And I was like, oh my God, I wonder if they're coming to come see my show. And I thought, no, he would never come see my show. And I was so excited to be in the same vicinity as you. And then afterwards, I saw you tweet, and I was like, oh my God. God, Jesus!
That,
it was so cool for me.
I want to ask you something. This funny thing is men, you know, it's expected of men to be kind of like funny out there.
Yeah.
In fact, they get dared to do that.
Yeah.
And then when women start doing the whole thing of, I'm stepping into this and I'm confident with the way I'm doing it and I'm funny, you know, there's maybe not, I don't know how much it has changed, but do you feel like you're getting your kudos?
Or
do you still have to work harder?
Women still have to work a bit harder, especially in the stand-up formats, you know?
Yes.
You immediately, and I am guilty of this, I have changed because I have friends who are fucking funny and they go up there and they slay as women.
Mm-hmm.
But a few years ago, I would see a woman go up and I immediately went, oh, she's not going to be funny.
Mm.
In my show...
And that already takes away from the enjoyment.
Absolutely.
When you
but things
prejudge.
Have changed because of Hollywood, because of people like Kirsten Wiig and all those women who are dominating the
Tina
comedy
Fey.
Scene. And Tina Fey and Amy Poehler. They're making it easier for us, you know?
Yeah. Mm.
So people are now recognizing that women are funny. They're not just, you know, homemakers, you know?
I just want to quickly segue to someone else, and that is, I don't know if you know him, he's an Afrikaans young comedian called Skalk Poseidonoot.
Yes, I know him.
Yeah, you know him, eh? Mm. He's got a show next week, and I ask him, Skalky, please tell us about the show. I've got his message here. Let's quickly listen to Skalk, and then from there we take it further, okay?
Hey, ek sit nou hier so met That's my cool. vervaardiger en jou voormalige vervaardiger, en hy het ons 3-in-1 gedoen het. Hier's Erin.
Hallo, Cassie.
En ja, ons maak reg vir Snorseun. Dit is my nuwe show wat ek doen volgende week 20 en 21 Junie by die Atterbury Theater. Ongelukkig is kaartjies uitverkoop, maar ek gaan hom nog doen by die Vrystaat Kunstefees, by die Annie Bos Kunstefees. Ek gaan seker terugkom na Atterbury toe op een of ander stadium. So, dit is 'n baie lekker show. Ek is baie trots op die show. Dit is my derde Afrikaanse one-man show. Kyk Kasper, ek is nou nog nie naby waar jy is nie. Hoeveel one-man shows het jy in jou leeftijd gedoen? So 36 of so iets. So ek het nog so 33 om te gaan, om op jou level te kom. Maar, dit is, ek denk, so ver my beste een. So as jy naby is en jy sien iewers 'n Snorseun poster of 'n Snorseun Facebook post, maak seker jy kry 'n kaartjie. Kassie, ek denk, jy moet miskien ook een of ander stadium weer 'n cameo kom maak en een van my shows, ek weet die mense. Ag, jy weet, Kasper, die mense geniet het baie. Hulle geniet het baie om ook of hulle ou Kassie op die verhoog te sien.
Ou Kassie?
Vinnige verskynsel. So, ja, mense, ek hoop julle kom kyk die show, dit is baie lekker. En Kasper, ek sien jou binnenkort.
Absolutely. This is our song for Eskom. We got the power. Oh my God. I'm so glad we got it.
Now they're messing with us. Eskom.
Oh.
We were out last night.
Wasn't it cold last night?
You know, I live like on streets.
Oh, where's your mic now?
We then you should have been off. I was off, but I wasn't home.
No. And what? I had to make fire.
Oh, that's why wonderful. You tweeted about the wood.
Yeah, I had a whole tweet about the wood. I burned a whole forest.
Well, were you also off?
No, luckily not.
I
got the power.
I got the power!
We played the soccer thing. Are you into soccer? Are you into the Portugal team? Really?
Yeah, no, my dad is. He gets really upset about it. And I, you know...
He gets upset about you, not wanting to...
No. He gets upset like he'll literally go to bed like in a bad mood because his soccer team always loses.
So do I. No, but you've got Cristiano Ronaldo.
It's so boring. No, I love the hot men and their little shorts. I appreciate it very much. So if you sit me down to watch it, I will enjoy it.
Yes.
But I don't voluntarily go there, you know?
Yes.
To look at the legs, not really the scoring.
Those little bums running around. Hey.
You know, but when a team
take a bite out of that Prego.
When a team does lose, it is not a good feeling. It's like losing at a casino. You really feel bad.
Yeah,
you don't want to fucking live.
I don't have experience of losing at a casino because I don't really gamble. I'm
I'll take you, honey. I'll take you, honey.
I know of the one time that I stopped watching rugby because, you know, when we lost and, you know, it was World Cup and I just couldn't deal with it and it wasn't our fault and I felt we had to. I cried and I fell asleep crying and I got up and that time I had a boyfriend and I cried again and I felt so bad. I went to bed like, I was like messed up.
Wow.
After that, I thought, you know.
My darling.
I need a healthier hobby.
I know.
That gives you serotonin, not takes it away.
I've stopped watching rugby. The dogs had to run away. I mean, and I couldn't watch it with anyone else. So the dogs were literally like when grandma starts with watching rugby and she has her little Savannah, then she starts shouting and then they're like, okay, we're out.
Oh, that's kind of funny. Her little Savannah and she starts shouting.
I know. You know, and to get two Jack Russells to fuck off is like great.
Yeah, that's tough.
You know, yeah.
Sonia, do you speak Portuguese fluently?
Sim, eu falo português, mas o meu vocabulário é um bocadinho pequenininho. Do you want to fuck me right now?
I thought you were giving me...
It would be a big thing for you, eh, Gasper?
Yes, yes, yeah.
I'll wear a jock strap, okay?
Okay, that was
so,
a bit...
Can I ask you, Cassie?
Charmaine enjoyed that. Charmaine enjoyed that a bit too much.
I'll go easy on you, baby.
She was like wetting herself.
Because I mean the look that the image it conjured up. So Cassie, are you straight gay or have you been with a girl before?
I've been with girls.
Okay.
Yep.
And then he cried.
Hey,
and then he cried a little bit.
look! I'm from a generation where gay was a problem.
Okay.
You weren't quite sure yet. Okay. You know, today you go, you're fucking 14, you go, okay, fuck me up the ass. But in those days, you were trying all kinds of stuff and see what made you feel happy.
Yeah, in those days you would get like beaten up and stuff.
Yes, even now, like, very no, sick. Even now, hey, even now.
But those days, people would go, "Oh, Casper, hello," and you would feel so bad and go into your shell, if you pardon the expression, and slip away.
Yeah.
Today, if people would do that, I would just go for them. Say, "What? Come the fuck here and tell me that you straight cunt." But in those days,
you straight. Kutwijf.
Kutwijf. Is it you that said that?
What's a kutwijf? A kutwijf.
Kutwijf is you said that.
Yeah.
That's Dutch swear word.
Oh. Yeah, it's like a bitch, but it's, and kut is a vagina in the rough sense.
It is not in a rough sense. It is.
Is that with an R or kut or kurt?
Kut. C-U-T. Which is why Kurt Darren is famous. He's famous in Holland, and people just fucking laugh when they say, "Welcome on stage, Bruce Darren."
That's the best story ever.
That is what they understand.
So, did you have to come out, Cassie, or did you come out, or did you just like go, "Fuck it, I'm not coming out. I'm just
I sort of slithered out." Yeah. Listen, talking about gay, I've got a message here from a very good fan that we have. He is there, far away in the Bundus, just left off Port Elizabeth. Shame. And he sends us messages every now and then. I haven't heard from Adrian for a while, so let's just hear his message.
Okay.
Okay.
Hallo, 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 vir almal daar by die Casper Radio Show.
Oh, hallo, Adrian.
Yes, dis ek, Adrian, die van P. En dit is verseker vir genoeg tyd dat ek weer 'n bietjie 'n voice note instuur.
Natuurlik, my skat.
Ja, kyk, hierdie week wil ek net so vinnig gesels oor iets wat my nogals bietjie upset in die strydgemeenskap wat mense nogals nie besef partykeer wat hulle doen nie. Ons het 'n vriendin van ons wat bietjie gekuier was op 'n verjaarsdagpartytjie en ons het actually laat aangekom. Weer eens anyways en sy gaan toe om en sy stel vir myself en Pieter voor as dit is nou my gay vriende, hulle is moffies. Na elke fucking couple wat daar was, het sy dit gesê. En na die derde keer toe sê ek vir haar, hoor hierso, ek dink nie dit is 'n rocket fucking science om te sien nie. So ja, relax nou met die moffie situation. So, toes ek nogals bietjie geaira met haar. En dan voel my skoon ongemaklik oor die hele situasie. Ja, maar ek sal dit dan nie vir ewig teen haar hou nie, soos ek sê, sy was bietjie gedorra.
Ja.
So, ja, op einde van die dag sal ons nou maar die wyn die skuld gee.
Praat maar net met haar en verduidelik vir haar dit.
Maar ja, ag, baie keer dan is dit soos mense dink jy wat hulle sê nie, en dan sal hulle soos goed wat baie obvious is fucking awkward maak. En nog 'n ding wat ek aan gesit en dink het is iets wat ook nogal lately vir my too much raak. En ek het mooi gesit en dink daaroor dat die baie van die Hollywood sterre kla al ewig van hulle privaatheid en alles wat so altyd 'n issue is en die paparazzi wat in hulle gesigte is. En ek kan dink vir myself hoe die fuck ek moet voel as mense so met kameras in jou gesigte moet wees. Ja, daar is seker mense al buite wat fucking aandag like, maar sekere mense like net om normaal te wees en in te pas. So, ja, ek bedoel, stap strijdkappel in by 'n restaurant, byvoorbeeld, dan is daar fokal gekyk nie, weet, daar word nie gepraat nie, niks nie, maar laat daar nou twee moffies by daar deur instap. Kyk jy dan fucking gons die plek, het klink soos 'n donderse bye nes. So, dis daai tipe effek, jy weet, so, ek weet nie in watse leeftyd gaan dat die mense ooit regkom nie, maar vir my persoonlik, ek sal nooit, ek hou nie daarvan nie, dis nie vir my lekker nie, ek is nie attention seeker nie, en ja, as die mense fucking grond toe kan kyk, as ek ingestap het, sou ek het waardeer het, maar ja, ek is nou nie fucking Hitler nie.
Wat?
Maar dis more or less waaroor ek gewig self het. Ek hoop julle te van fantastic naweek. Baie liefde van julle enigste Molla van Amatola, net hier in PE, Adrian.
Thanks, Adrian. That is true, you know. But I think it's more in the platteland, Adrian. In die stad is dit nie eintlik meer so 'n probleem nie. Ek bedoel, as ons nou hand aan hand gaan stap in die straat van Pretoria, twee mans, dan maybe a problem. Yeah. Maar, you know.
I don't know. again, I'm not so sure though, because black men a lot of times walk hand in hand.
Yeah.
You know, so
if they
when they're straight, yeah. It's
yeah, but I'm talking about movies. Yeah.
Why do they do it?
No, just, but I mean, how do you know if it is, you know, if it's a couple or if it's just two men loving one another?
They stare in each other's eyes lovingly. I mean, but that is in European, in big cities, in South Africa, in our big cities, Cape Town, Johannesburg, it's not a problem. Nah. It is not a problem. It is...
Miskien is PE nog platteland.
Ja, of in Pretoria. Ek dink as jy in Pretoria se spur instap en jy omhels mekaar en jy is twee mans of twee vrouwen wat tong soen oor a fucking cheddar melt gaan maybe people will look up.
Yeah. I come from Nelspruit, and if two guys or two women are walking around, there's a lot of gay people there.
Yes,
and
yes.
They're out in the open now. When I was growing up there, it wasn't. But now they're everywhere. But they're everywhere. They're like cockroaches. They're multiplying, and I've stopped drinking the water in case I also get gay.
No, I'm joking.
No, but I never see them be romantic, like hold hands in public and stuff, you know?
But it's great. But
that's why people... are too small-minded there.
Yeah, but I like the fact that he mentioned this is my gay friends, and I really think that kind of a thing should stop. I mean, you don't identify somebody by, you know.
Yeah but saying morphies, that is what he meant as well. That's you can't say that. These are my friends, or no, these are my gay friends, but these are my friends. They are morphies. That's not...
You don't need to say they're my gay friends. They're your friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, these are my friends.
That's enough.
Yeah, and then people can ask, are you a couple? And you say, yeah, we're a couple of very good people. Oh, I got a message for you, Sonia. Someone wrote, I can't see who it was. Says, yes, says Casper, that was so cool. He was flipping Sonia like a bloody pancake.
I forgot to get his number. And he kissed my neck and he had the softest lips. And I was like, oh.
That's
nice.
Yeah, that's where the full lip thing comes in. Yes, you know, black facts. Lips, full, soft.
Black guys have the softest lips. So I dated a younger little fuckboy, and he is the best
lips, my baby.
Kisser.
Do you stay in Johannesburg or Cape Town?
I live across the road, yeah.
My darling, I've got to walk. My darling, I've got your number. I'm going to contact you when we go to Magic Mike 4.
Okay, cool.
End of July, I'm going to take you with me.
Okay, brilliant. Thanks.
Okay, you'll be my beard.
Hello.
You want to go?
F. Cassidy.
You'll be my second beard. You'll be my moustache.
Hey, those boys said I must come, so I'm going. So, but I want to go with you guys.
Yeah, please, we must go. I've asked them very nicely. Okay, so the show is on at the Monte Cassino Studio. It is fantastic. I am going as soon as possible to see it again. It's coming back in August. People,
Magic Mike.
No, we're talking about Porter Man.
Magic Paralicious.
Not about the magic schlongs now.
I can also do a strip show if it'll help.
She's got schlong on the brain now. She's got schlong on the brain.
No, but
I don't blame her.
Now listen, that fuck up that I made is gonna make Paralicious remembered.
And you're gonna come see Paralicious.
I'd love to.
Shemaine.
I would love to.
He was coming.
Shemaine, she is a phenomenon. I'm telling you.
I'd love to.
Do you ever hear me say that a lot? No.
No.
No. She's a phenomenon.
Thank
and you deserve your own TV show and everything.
A phenomenon.
Do you act in Portugal? I mean, do you go act there and still?
No, I mean, I speak Portuguese, but my vocabulary is small, you know. And I've got like a duck accent when I go over, you know. It's okay. South African. But I do go over to visit my parents. They live there and stuff.
That's
like
the most ridiculous thing I've heard.
That's bad.
South African Pora accent.
But I'm busy writing the screenplay version of that. And I want that set in Joburg. Yes. I mean, South Africa and there. Because it's that thing of you never belong anywhere. You know, that whole immigrant story. You know?
Speak about colored thing. That's how they feel.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to go through what happened in the show because I was late. I forgot a lot of things, but we did the main stuff. We did talk about Magic Mike. We did play Ariane's message. We did play Skulk's message. We didn't talk about the roast battle. I wanted to bitch about that. I did that last week, and I've got some. But you must watch when it comes out. I did pass one round, and I loved it with all my heart. We did talk about the soccer. We didn't talk about the hate mail. That I want to do. I wanted to do that with Sia and Sonia and Shemaine. We'll
hate
do that.
Mail.
I got a lot of hate mail.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, no. I'm used to that about you, but
What?
Because they don't like me. The racist Afrikaners think I'm a sellout because I'm an atheist and I'm gay, and I am for the free South Africa. So I'm fucked.
Yeah, they wouldn't like that.
They hate me, but
but that's a compliment. Because would you like someone like that?
I always say I don't want you either. But no, it was just a flourish. There was a new flourish of hate that came yesterday, and I wanted to read some of it with nice Buddha music, but. But we'll do it next time because I find it so funny. Okay, so we did that, and you're going to see Porrelicious 4. Shemaine, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you, Millie, for
and
being
our
here.
And podcast we didn't do either.
And that we didn't talk about the podcast. Mm. I know, but we finished. Who is this guy?
I don't know, but he's very cute.
He's very cute. And he looks a bit poorer. And
he's very so poorer. He's definitely a poorer.
He's a poorer.
I can spot them.
Do you work here?
Are you single?
Are you an intern?
And what's your name?
Kyle.
Kyle.
Oh,
that's
Kyle.
Very Portuguese.
Yeah, but my surname is the Vasconcelos.
That's so Portuguese. Cute. We love him.
I thought he was with Millie.
Pictures.
And then I thought he was with the dancers, and then he just kept staying.
No, I clocked him immediately that he was a poorer. He was understanding everything I was saying.
Okay. So what we're going to do...
Welcome, Kyle.
We're going to end up now with a beautiful song that was played on a saw. By an Afrikaans oom, ek weet nie wat sy naam is nie, Voorvel Visser or something, and he is going to play on an actual saw.
Wow.
And that's how we're going to end the show. This would have been the hate mail song, but now this is going to be our last song. Thank you. Fuck them. It's actually a compliment. Listen, and I'll see you soon, and thanks for being here.
No, thank you. It was so much fun.
Bye, Shemaine.
Bye-bye.
This is CliffCentral.com.